The Tower of Babel versus the Fire of Pentecost. We begin our reading today in Genesis, which is a total contrast to the second reading of the book of Acts. The story of the Tower of Babel is a message of what can go wrong in civilizations and society. The story goes, "Let's build us a tower to the heavens and make a name for ourselves, otherwise we'll be scattered over the face of the whole earth." The tower, or ziggurat, was the great symbol of the ancient Mesopotamian city-states of the lower Tigris Valley, an area often referred to as the cradle of civilization. For many years, this area was considered the cradle of civilization, where the first people settled down together and established agriculture and built cities. We now have evidence that people lived in community 20,000 years ago in China, 32,000 years ago in France, and 35,000 to 40,000 years ago in Spain. However, in this part of the known world, this area founded by Nimrod's tribe, the son of Ham, one of the sons of Noah, was considered the cradle of civilization. And one of the greatest discoveries of Mesopotamia, along with the wheel and the arch and the calendar, was the ability to manufacture building materials, especially bricks, made by pouring clay into molds, drying in the sun, and eventually firing them in kilns. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." This made possible the construction of buildings on a larger scale and reaching even greater heights. From this grew the Ziggurat Tower, a stepped building of many stories. Essentially, these towers were man-made monuments, and archaeologists have discovered at least 30 of them. An encoded inscription on the top of many of the ziggurats reads, "We have reached heaven and the doorway to heaven and the footstool of heaven." And they said, "Come, let us build a city and a tower with its top to heaven." Genesis 11:4. The Tower of Babel is recorded in history to be over 300 feet high and a base of 300 feet wide. The builders wanted to concentrate humanity in one place. The message behind this story is this: the results of human behavior are sometimes the opposite of what is intended. Let us build a city and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth. And just the opposite happened. The Lord scattered them over the face of the earth. The great name they had for themselves, Babel, became a symbol of chaos and confusion. They took much pride in their technological ability to construct buildings never known of before. What they did not realize, that the greatest creative power is language. With great poetic justice, it was not a technical problem that caused the builders to abandon the project, but rather the loss of the ability to communicate. Babel was not the last civilization to begin with a dream of utopia and end with nightmare of hell. A world of good is a world of boundaries and limits. Those who cross those boundaries and transgress these limits make a name for themselves. But the name they make is Babel, meaning chaos, confusion, and the loss of order. The juxtaposition of this passage in Genesis with the passage in Acts is this: on the day of Pentecost, there was many languages being spoken. The message is that God's economy there's only one language. There may be different voices, but God understands them all, and they are all the one and the same. Worship breaks all language barriers. In Acts we read, "So when the Holy Spirit came and shook the upper room where they were meeting, with a mighty rushing wind and tongues of fire landed on each one of them, they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Not only were they speaking in foreign tongues, but they were speaking in the languages of the people represented from Asia, Egypt, and parts of Africa, Rome, and all the known areas of the world. They understood because they heard some of the disciples speaking in their specific language and probably their own dialect. to let them know that God understands all languages, and in worship they are united as one in the Spirit. Many parts, but unified as one in the Spirit, one in the Lord. Many spokes, but only one wheel. Where in Genesis it went from the one language into many languages, confusion and chaos was the result. But in the message of Acts, it's just the opposite. Many languages, but synthesis. The Holy Spirit bringing everyone together. Some scoffers in the crowd said, "They're drunk on wine," but Peter stood up and addressed him and said, "These people are not drunk. It's only 9 a.m. in the morning. I'm sure it's happy hour somewhere, but not here. These people are filled with the Holy Spirit. God has come and made himself known among us and has filled us with the power and the fire of the Spirit. God has come and made himself known among us and has filled us with the power and fire of the Holy Spirit." Amen.